This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Louisiana today, the Army Corps of Engineers is cutting the inaugural ribbon on a beefed-up system of levees along the west bank of the Mississippi, just across from New Orleans. It's one part of the $14 billion overhaul of the region's flood protection system. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
The Army Corps of Engineers has been working to upgrade the levees and pumping stations in Orleans and surrounding parishes to withstand a 100-year storm surge.
The 100-year system's in place. So the things that we're finishing are just kind of minor details.
Rachel Rohde is a spokesperson for the Corps. The 75 miles of levees that make up the West Bank are now complete. As for the rest of the system?
The majority should be done in the next year or so. We do have some remaining work, and that's our permanent pump stations. Those will go well into 2017.
Steve Staples is the owner of Vintage City Guitars, which is a block and a half from the West Bank levee in Algiers. He will not be at the ribbon cutting. For one, he wasn't invited. It's not open to the public. But even if he was, he would skip it.
When I hear stuff, especially when the Army Corps of Engineers is involved, my ability to believe and trust anything that they say is gone. Doesn't exist.
Many in this region lost faith in the Army Corps after the 2005 levee failure. How the new system works could help restore some of that faith. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.